kids know more about computers than I do. You know, that's my nephew. You know, he's 12, you know, or four. Hey, how do you do this? I'm serious, man. It's just crazy. They know this stuff.
Yeah.
How do you do this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you ready or not? What?
I tell my friends we start at 9:05. That way they don't.
Yeah, well, guess what? We're starting.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning. It is the last day of November. Wow, man. Last day of November. That's kind of fun. That would be November 30th, 2017. Dr. Massey, you look like you're in a space capsule here. Are you moving around here?
Yeah, it was cold in here this morning.
Oh, it's cold.
How cold did it get at your place?
Oh, I think it. I think it got down to the upper 40s last night. Upper 40s.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Sounds about right.
Hi, Meridian.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I wore yellow just for you.
Yay! Me too.
Yeah, because Meridian always wears yellow on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Adam Bergstrom, the other color is what yellow is. Thursday is green. Of course, Meridian, boys are from Jupiter because they're stupider, and girls are from Venus because they're cuter. So she knows what she's doing. So we're just. That's right. Okay, Richard Massey, Meridian Grace. Dr. Massey is an MD out of Austin, Texas. Meridian Grace has been studying these natural kind of things forever, goes to every workshop that comes around the corner. Currently, she's into sitting in ice water and looking at the moon and howling, and it's kind of fun. If you'd like to be on the show and ask a question, 888-663-6386. Email is patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Well, an exciting day night yesterday. My on-demand hot water heater finally died and went to heaven. So that was kind of fun.
Oh,
yeah.
So no only cold showers. You can join me in a cold bath.
Yeah, you know, and I was thinking that this morning that, you know, these nice kind of long, hot, relaxing showers are really fun, but they're more fun when you have hot water. I figured that out. I don't know. It was just I'm so aware, you know. I'm just so aware. It's like, oh, more fun without water.
I guess you'd be like a frontier kid and boil your water.
That's what I'm doing. You know, I got some on the stove right now for my. But you know, it was really, really, if miracles happen. First thing this morning, I called a friend of mine who lives close by who had just put in a couple, and I wanted to know the kind that he got. You know, I said, well, you know, because I need to replace it. I know this one is a dead soldier. And he said, well, I have one I can sell you because we only put one in. I said, okay. He said, and here's a plumber who can probably help you out. Here's the name. So I call him, and she said, oh, yeah, we just had a cancellation. We could come out this afternoon and put that in. Okay.
There you go.
Wow.
Isn't that great? It's like miracle, man. Just like miracle.
Yes.
Miracles of the planet.
The miracles of the planet. You know, they thought Jesus was doing stuff. Man, you can't beat that. How can you get a hot water heater in 3 hours? Come on. Come on.
That's right. I don't remember a single Bible story where he called in a hot water heater.
No, without having to order one, right? You know, plus you'd have to go online and all that. This wouldn't happen. You know, but it is funny. My teacher talks about it a lot. He says that we have miracles going on in our life every day, and they're just as great or greater than the time, you know, 2,000 years ago. You know, these are all little miracles where they just happen because why not? I mean, you know.
Yeah, that seems to be the nature.
Better than the alternative of not having hot water. You might as well get what you want.
How Patrick, we had such a sweet one yesterday.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, we were taking this lovely walk down by the creek. We have the park behind us too, so we walked for about a mile.
Yeah, they have a great place. This creek runs right in their backyard, and you can just go down there and jump in, and it's really beautiful there. Go ahead.
And the Mary C. Wright Park is also part of that whole area. So we hike back there, and we went to one of our favorite places where there's a bench and there's a curve in the creek.
Yeah.
And Richard had been talking about the different birds that he loves so much. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like he just mentioned it, within 20 seconds, one just starts flying through the air, this beautiful big egret.
Oh.
And within 10 seconds, a second one gets up and flies. It was just amazing. And he had just talked about wanting to see them and how he decided not to swim that morning because he saw one of them and he didn't want to disturb his fishing.
Oh.
It was so cool.
Yeah, you just can't make that stuff up, can you? You know?
No, he just mentioned them and there they were. And they came back. I mean, one of them came back and flew to its place. We didn't know if it was protecting its territory or if they were buds or what. But, oh, my God. Just magic moments.
Magic moments. Miracles, you know. Yeah. So what's an egret? It's an egret. Do I know those? Egrets?
Well, these were actually the great blue herons.
And, oh, yeah.
And to watch them from above, that's the first time I've actually got to be above them and watch their wingspan as they glide
Huge.
Over the creek. And it's really beautiful to watch.
Yeah, I've seen them every now and then. They'll fly down the creek here, and they'd flow. I guess they're looking for fish, you know, but we don't have fish in our thing. But, yeah, they're kind of blue, aren't they? They look like swans or something.
Yes.
Really big, yeah.
The light on the water was just like sparkling little fairies dancing. Oh. It was like trillions of them. It was just a magic, magic day. I can't believe this weather we're having in Austin.
And no, folks, what Meridian's talking about is these are the days in Central Texas that are like fairyland, right? It's you know what, 50 at night or 45 here in the country, and then during the day, what, 75.
Yeah.
Or 80 and just perfect. Stunning blue skies, and you can just lie out in the sun and
And the trees are turning colors. Yeah. So we've got beautiful reds and oranges. It's like the trees are on fire almost. And gold. Oh my goodness. It's just magic time.
I know. Everybody should move to Central Texas. Come and visit us.
Well, you might not feel like that during the summer.
Yeah, we do interesting things in summer here, don't we? If you'd like to ask a question about your health and nutrition and stuff like that, I would, you know, I'd go to some other show and find somebody who knows what they're talking about. But if you're brave, you can talk to us. 888-663-6386. Email is patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So, Meridian, did you do the whole turkey kind of dressing thing for Thanksgiving?
Real interesting experience. I mean, for years, I did all the cooking for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, and I would cook for 3 days. I used to, in the days when we ate bread and all that, I would bake my own bread to make our stuffing and, you know, do everything from scratch. But now, Rich's family is part of our life, and we literally had two Thanksgivings. We were with one side of his family, and then we went all the way to Denton, Texas, and got to meet the other side of his family.
Oh, man, what fun.
So it wasn't cooking time for me this time, but I did make a wonderful cranberry relish. It's with horseradish and lime juice, and it's just so yummy, yummy, yummy. And then I also roasted a chicken for us, and... Uh-huh. Rich loves lambs,
You roasted a chicken. Wow! Was the chicken dead when you roasted him?
Yes.
I see. Yes. I thought you might do the Ogenous thing, you know. Just...
No, I went outside and got some fresh rosemary from the garden, and I'm growing some thyme, and I used fresh herbs, and it was so good. Mm. We're still eating it.
Can you guys back your camera off a little bit, a little wider, so I can see you? In other words, it's There. It's easier to see you now. Is that okay?
Okay. The problem is you may not be able to hear me very well.
Oh, I see. Rich, talk to me. Let me see if I can hear you.
Okay.
No. It sounds pretty good. It sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easy. That's easy. Let's see. Oh, Meridian, can you look on your little Skype thing? And I sent you a file there. Can you, you know how to click on that and open up? It's a PDF file. It says oral DNA, Patrick.
You know, Patrick, I don't see it.
It should be underneath my picture. I don't know.
Okay. Where it says Logos Radio Studio.
No, that's somebody else. If you touch that, the computer will smoke and go away.
Okay, no, Richard doesn't want me to try anything right now.
We'll try it on a break. And the other thing is if Lynn will send me a text. I found out that my phone won't send emails anymore. Something happened. It's not speaking to certain cybers out there. But I could send Lynn a text and she could get the text picture of Meridian in her ice bath and put it up there for you so you could see it. So we could relay things that way by text message pictures.
Oh, text message. Well, God. Well, Lynn's taking some time off from us, so she's not working with us right now. So that would have to be a Patrick thing.
We'll do it some other time.
Okay. So let's see. Can you guys get emails this morning?
Oh, yeah, I can get an email this morning.
Okay, well, I can send on an email. What's your Meridian? That's M-E-R.
It's Meridian.
Oh, here it is. Meridian@gmail.com, right? All right, I'm going to send this over, and if you want, you can open it up and go to page 3, and you can see the DNA thing.
Yeah, Patrick wants you to see how good his teeth are.
Oh!
It's pretty amazing, Meridian. After 3 months, look at the difference in this DNA test.
He went on Ellie's program.
Yeah, I want to know about that.
Ellie's program, and I took Ellie out to meet Dr. Massey, last Monday, a week ago.
Really?
Yeah, and he's such a sweet guy, and she is too. And
now to see Dr. Stuart Nunley, not Massey.
Did I tell you Massey? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, you know, doctors are all like, they got these stethoscopes and give you bills, you know. Dr. Nunley. And so they went out and spent about 2 or 3 hours together, and she was talking about this. And he's going to try our program, and if it works for him, he's going to get his staff to get turned on to it. And because he was pretty impressed with these DNA things, and also with the the exam that I had, and my gaps were getting lower, and no bugs on his little machine, even, you know, on his little testing thing. I didn't have any spirochetes that I usually have. So
wow,
yeah, pretty interesting. So if you get that.
Her protocol on, you know, through your website, or how do we find out about it?
The easiest way, Meridian, is just to go to drellie.com, and she has it all laid out pretty simple. It's very simple to do, about 4 or 5 different products that you use, did you get the email?
I have to get my internet up.
Oh, so I see. Well, that's okay. We'll just move on. When you get that, you can open up and I'll tell you where to look. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Well, Meridian, I did my cryo experience.
Oh, you did?
So here is my experience. I was telling Doc before the show, I got another little spastic piriformis thing popped up on Thanksgiving Day, and I've been dealing with that, and it's on the way out. Did some body work and putting ice and about 6 hours of body work. The same classic thing that I didn't do the exercises that I was supposed to do, so it didn't happen again, right? So anyway, I was really pretty sore. So and getting a little sciatica. So I said, I'm going to go to the cryo ranch, right? It's supposed to be for pain and inflammation. And for those of you who don't know what it is, it's a big tube that you kind of stand-in. And what is it, Meredith? It's nitrogen. And that you put these little slippers on, these little mittens, and they have different levels of temperature. And the first level is 140 below. Yeah. And so you stand in there for 3 minutes. And I tell you, man, it's cold. You know, it's...
Yeah.
So I did it, Meridian, and I just stopped in there. It was like $20. It's like, okay. So, you know, you take your clothes off, you get a little robe, and you jump in, and she turns it on. And it's really cold, and not uncomfortably cold, because you just know that you're not going to die or anything, but you feel like you're going to die. Your body does at some level. You know, it says, whoa, what is this? So I got out of there, and I'll tell you what, every little sore thing from this piriformis wasn't there. It was totally gone, right? So I went home, and I was totally pain-free from this piriformis thing for probably 6 or 7 hours. But then it all came back, you know?
Yeah.
It all came back. So I'd like to get your opinion. My theory at first, and I've only done it one time, maybe you can build up and it'll build for longer. But is it possible that this cryo thing could just be a little fatty thing in your... What do you think? Do you think that over time you could use this to increase your circulation, inflammation, and stuff?
So, Patrick, here's my feeling about it. I've done it a bunch of times myself.
Oh, you have?
I did it. Yeah, and I did it about probably 6 months ago, and I spent a bunch of time talking to a woman who owns one on Lamar. Uh-huh. She's lovely. You know, it's a great place. And it seems like all the places are really wonderful. They're very progressive people. And the one that I went to also has these therapies where they have a, not only do they have the tube, but they have a handheld device.
Oh.
So that you can hit spots. So if you had a neck ache or a piriformis ache or whatever, after you've done the whole body or even not doing the whole body, you could just go and get therapy on those particular sessions.
Like on your neck or your butt or something like that?
Right. Now, I mean, I think it's wonderful for people that just are not going to do anything for themselves. But I think you can get almost the same benefit. I mean, we're not going to go down to 22 below zero with nitrogen air. But if you take an ice pack.
You're not going to go 22 below zero with what?
We're not going to be able to go 22 below zero with what we have in a typical home.
Oh, in a home. Okay? Right. You said with nitrogen. Okay.
Yeah. We don't have that in most of our homes. We don't have that kind of a treatment available. However, we've known for, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of years, ever since humans have been around, that ice cold will contract and also draw all of the healing forces into the tissue. So if you just are willing to work with an ice pack, you can put an ice pack wherever you hurt. And, you know, I highly recommend that you don't just use whole ice cubes, but you crush those cubes so that you get a much colder cold, that you try not to use a bunch of, you know, use something between you and maybe a plastic bag or whatever you're holding that in with, but so that you can get the coldness of the ice.
Yeah, I have one on right now, and I've been doing 20 minutes off and 20 minutes on and 20 minutes off for two or three days. Well, and it really helps, but... I'm just wondering, it's this cryo thing, 3 minutes at this extreme temperatures, if you had any theories of over time, if you did it, if it had some more deeper, long-lasting value rather than just 4 or 5 hours. I mean, is it just freezing the body up and so you don't hurt for 5 hours? I mean, that's what it felt like to me. It just kind of, you know what I mean, Meridian? It just kind of made things so cold. There wasn't any possible way you could feel any nerve, you know, any, I mean, you know, it was just too damn cold, you know, but I didn't feel cold while I was shivering, but I think it just kind of froze my little body up. I don't know. But I guess the Wim Hof thing has proven that over time, people build up strength with this cold.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's more than that. First of all, I think what you're doing in the beginning is palliative. You know, if you just go in there and you just do 3 minutes, that's going to palliate your pain. It's not going to necessarily get rid of it. But what it can do is contract you enough that the tissues can go back into place if they're out of place.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. It does have a natural anti-inflammatory effect. And the other thing is that when you do use cold on the surface, it draws the heat into the center of the body, which is part of what they understood in Germany for supporting the autonomic nervous system. So that's why Wim Hof's work is so interesting as far as being able to handle neurotoxins and strengthening the body and the immune system and everything else with all of this. We're literally helping the autonomic nervous system to draw its forces inside the body where it might be needed in order to help, you know, heal. So, you know, it seems like the folks that tend to be the polar bears, you know, who in New York go in and swim every day in the ice cold ocean. These guys are usually big guys, but they are healthy and don't get sick and live long and all that sort of thing. So there's some real benefit to it. Jack would say that you don't just do it for 20 minutes. You leave it on for 6 hours and you can get some real benefit.
Leave on for what 6 hours? You mean the ice packs?
Yeah.
So he's not an advocate of doing the traditional off and on thing. Just says leave them on, huh?
Yeah. Hmm. And he uses it after surgery, after neurosurgery with his patients.
Just
and
packs, then he's, packs them on, packs on the ice.
For 6 hours. Wow. And he found that he can greatly reduce the use of all of his painkillers. Sometimes he doesn't even need them.
Yeah, but what fun is that?
Well, I understand that.
I mean, you know, come on, Doc. Are you going to have some fun here or what? What the hell do you think I came here for? Sorry.
I love it.
What do you think I came here for, dude? Give me some of them pills. Yeah, well, so that's interesting, Meridian. I'll try rather than off and on. Maybe I'll just leave it on for the ice pack on my lower back, and because that's where the thing got kind of jammed up there, you know.
Yeah, he would say to do that overnight.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Just go to bed with it.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the easiest way. And then also, I mean, it's not a big deal if it's just one part of your back to wrap some ACE bandages around it and you know, wear it all day. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I got this, and I had this on. So what I'll do is I'll just put this thing back on. I just took it off. But boy, I tell you what, you know, this bodywork guy that I talked about before,
he's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't imagine doing this without really being able to have somebody that understands the body. And even more so, I mean, we know it's all connected, guys, but boy, I tell you what, there were times during this last week where I could touch someplace in my stomach, you know? And it would radiate right to that piriformis spot, you know, in your stomach.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I mean, you know, because that muscle, if you look at it, I mean, it's just crazy through your stomach and all that. And your neck, too. I mean, you could do a certain spot in your neck, and all of a sudden it would radiate right down there. So, you know, if you can really do a real good body worker, and I think I'm just going to start to go back to him once a month and just, you know what I mean, keep tuned up here because...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty.
So, Patrick, I've got your report up here.
Oh, you do? Go to page 3, dear. Okay, great. Go to page 3.
Yeah.
Page 3 gives you the very very easy look at previous test and current test. Do you see that? They got 3 blocks.
So is the black line where you were before and the red is where you are now is the colored in areas?
That's right. The top one is the previous test and they have... You had what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 pathogens. A couple of them were over the black line, which they say is, you know, you're going to die or whatever. And then you see the current test, which I did a few weeks ago. Look at those high risk pathogens, and what percentage they went down. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So basically, is she just having you brush your teeth with things or rub things into your gums?
Well, the quick thing is the first thing you use is Closis, which is a chlorine dioxide, which is essentially stabilized miracle mineral supplement, you know?
Yeah.
They throw people in jail for using that, you guys. But then, of course, if you work for the big pharma, you get to sell it. So I don't know how that works, but it's pretty interesting.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know, just as a sidelight... I kind of follow this fellow up in Washington State, Daniel. He is on his third of 4 years in jail for selling chlorine dioxide.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding you. We had him on the show. They've been trying to get an appeal. Took them a year and a half just to get a ruling on the appeal. They got the ruling on the appeal, and the four judges said, nope, he stays in jail for selling chlorine dioxide.
That's so wild, because they've got it all over the internet.
Well, his understanding and what I've heard from people and what his lawyer, he was one of the biggest retailers of this product, right, around the country, around the world. He was big. Mm-hmm. And they just wanted to use him as a test case, you know, to say, okay, you know, give you a little hit across the bow as far as these products, you know, and just to scare people, you know. They do that just to, you know. So whatever. So anyway, so the first product is actually chlorine dioxide that you use. They call it stabilized chlorine dioxide. I guess Procter & Gamble, whoever makes it, must have got a little patent for it. So you swish with that, right? And you just do that for like a minute. And then you do Crest anti-cavity toothpaste, right? The original, the very original, which is about 50 years old, which has been proven for cavities, and it works. And it's got a little fluoride in it. And then you do Listerine. Hit her Listerine. Mm-hmm. And then you do a thing called ACT, A-C-T, which is 0.0025 of fluoride, you know. So that's what you do. And then you use xylitol in between meals, like when you after you've eaten. And the xylitol helps to balance out the microbiome as well. So in the simple terms, her whole theory is that when we use stuff like hydrogen peroxide, things like this, baking soda, even some essential oils that'll kill stuff, that we mess up the microbiome, and these bad guys are always going to be coming, you know, active. You know, they're always going to be active, because the only way to do it, in her theory, is you get the microbiome happy by not killing everything, and then eventually everything just stays, you know, nice and low, where when you do this test, you might have a little bit, little bit of all these guys, but nothing to worry about. So it's similar to the gut idea, where you don't kind of kill things. So she's had people for many, many years. The gaps in their little gaps, you know, start to shrink because you don't have any more gum disease. She doesn't use floss at all. It's great. I mean, it's amazing.
Richard, do you remember the name of the dentist that was we met? Maybe sometime offline we should have a discussion. There's a number of dentists that feel that some of the things that she's using actually do mess with the biome, but it sounds like she's getting great results.
Well,
they say
I know that they have. She has a lot of people out there saying things about her, you know, and I think the reason is, Meridian, in my opinion, is because they can't get their head around putting any kind of fluoride in, and it contradicts what they're saying, like the Curatola guy. He's got his own toothpaste. I know Curatola. But the proof is in the pudding. She's got people out there for years that they're not getting any kind of bacteria in their mouth when they go to the dentist. They don't have any more plaque. I went out there, I didn't have any plaque. Their gums are healing, and and if you do the DNA test and your teeth look better, they look more pearly, because they don't have this white thing. So, you know, people can say what they want, but unless my teeth turn weird or something, I'm never going to stop this one. I mean,
yeah, no, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? And plus, you wake up with your breath is like nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing. So you got to watch that, Doc. If you guys do this, you know, you could, you know, have some more addition to the family. So be careful, you know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, but, you know, I understand that there's people out there saying she's wrong. Well, good. You know, prove it.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
I know, man, because I can't even get any. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Meridian Grace, Patrick Timpone. And if you'd like to be on the show, call and we'll chat it up. Let me do a couple of things here. Oh, my goodness. Previously on Open Phone with Sharon and Patrick, Nancy from Illinois calls.
I have one of those big wooden saunas, and I did get the one that you have on your site. And I have to say that yours is fantastic. I'm kind of nervous talking. Anyway, I wanted to say that if anybody has not gotten one of your saunas, they should, because it works like 10 times better, hotter, and more of a sweat than those wooden saunas. And
wow.
That's pretty curious.
I'm really serious about that.
Yeah, I know you are. It's great. Thank you for being. So why did you even get one if you had one of those wooden saunas?
Well, my husband didn't like going all the way down to the basement to do a sauna. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to get him one that we can have up in his office. And so it would be handy for him just go there, because he didn't like going all the way down and then going all the way back upstairs to take a shower. So I had him try it, but I tried it first, and I haven't been in my other sauna for about maybe, you know, about once every month, because I feel guilty because it's down there.
You got to use it, right? And this sauna is on sale now through January.
Well, that's an older commercial, so it's not on sale, but it is. Because am I confusing you? Well, here's the deal with this sauna. And we're going to talk about heat therapy with Meridian and Rich after that and talk about the difference between cold and heat. At any rate, if you'd like to get one of these saunas, we can get you one before the holidays. We have some time. Yeah, they ship out generally the first day that you order one. These are really, really nice saunas. And Meridian has one, and she can tell you. They're just terrific because they're well-built. I mean, they're not a wooden kind of fancy thing and stuff that, you know, they're a personal sauna, and you sit in there, you have plenty of room. All you have to do is put a towel, you know, over the chair, and very low EMFs. And then, too, as Phil Wilson told us the last time he was on the show, if you're getting any magnetic energy, which is all you get from these saunas, right, it's just magnetic energy, no radio frequencies, you know, not a classic EMF stuff, just magnetic, same thing you get from your juicer, your refrigerator, or driving in a Prius. Dr. Massey and I have had plenty of magnetic energy in the last 10 years, and, you know, we may be crazy, but we're not, you know, sick or anything. Dr. Massey's over there laughing. So, get yourself one of these saunas if you like, and here's the deal. If you'd like to get one on sale, simply email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I'll sell you one for $9.95. I can't put it in print, but Phil's given me permission to sell it at that price. So that's a good deal. And that's continental U.S. If you live outside, work it out with me. So just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Maria mentioned that you can get a little cold thing to put on a particular part of your body. You can also get a Relax Far Infrared Heat Lamp. And these are really interesting. I love this unit. They retail for $229, and you can just hold it in your hand and put it on like the piriformis if you want to, like, you know, or the lower back if you want to concentrate heat, if you're going to use heat and ice or whatever you're going to use, or a sore neck or something like that. And you can put it right on there, like 6 inches away, and it's right, and it's really neat. Now, if you want to get one of these, just email me, and I can give you the sauna and the lamp for $11.95 delivered, or just the lamp, or just the sauna, whatever you want. So I'll just work it out with you. Email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And if you're thinking about hedging against inflation, previously with Andrew Gost, I asked him why would someone want to buy coins from his company?
So if you don't know coins, you better know your coin dealer. And, you know, you shouldn't buy coins from someone who isn't well-known registered dealer. So if they're an NGC dealer, they're registered with NGC. If they're a PCGS dealer, they're registered with PCGS. Ask questions. Don't just, oh yeah, here's 10 grand or 50 grand or 150 grand. I just want to buy coins, you know, let me know what I'm getting. And no, that's not how an intelligent investor does it. And we do not let you do that. So if you're not willing to learn about the coins that you're buying, maybe you should find another coin firm. Don't call this one, because we're going to insist that you know why and how a coin is rare. And once you know that, then I think you can take that knowledge into the marketplace and make intelligent investment decisions.
Aha, what a concept, intelligent investment decisions. I've known Andrew for 25 years. He's the real deal. His company, STL, 800-468-2646. Give him a call if you're interested.
800-468-2646.
Historically, Fresh Liquid Way's therapeutic success boasts an impressive track record helping people with liver insufficiency, hepatitis, gallstones, kidney infections, kidney stones, edema, intestinal fermentation, flatulence, constipation, indigestion, bloating, arthritis, gout, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure. Way is also very effective against excess weight, acne, eczema, and for improving general health and well-being. Whey protein powders typically fail to produce these historically impressive results. We believe this is due to the poor diet of the cows and the way it is processed into a powder. One World Whey is the exception. The cows are grass-fed, and the whey is uniquely processed to preserve the protein and amino acids in their correct shapes. One World Whey is also encoded with frequencies that we believe awakens your cells to produce optimal levels of glutathione, protein, and energy. Click on the One World Whey banner ad right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
Know the source. One Radio Network.
Okay, everybody together now.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky. Got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, the top of the world, we're on the top of the world here in Central Texas. Beautiful day. Flying egrets or purple swans.
And blue herons.
And blue herons. If you guys start to see some purple pigs over there flying, you want to call me and we can... talk to animal control, because that could be a problem. Probably a Russian. You know, it's probably a Russian drone.
Yes.
Meridian Grace and Dr. Richard Massey are here, and we have some good emails coming in. Don't be shy. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. So, Dr. Massey, what's the difference what the cold does and then the heat, like when you get in the sauna for inflammation? What's the diff?
Yeah, Meridian probably keeps up with that more than I do. My part in it is I jump in the creek most every day.
Yeah.
And do the little cold shock and then go sit in the sauna.
Oh, you do cold and then hot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Meridian, I found that early on when this thing popped up again, I could get in the sauna and it would really relax me and allow me to go to sleep, but then I wake up like 3 hours later and it was worse. So I guess that's the difference between with these kind of things that cold is preferable to heat, right? In these kind of situations?
There's really different things. Like I do the sauna almost every day.
Yeah.
And I probably should switch it up, but I just have this pattern and it makes it easier for me. But I do a very integrated therapy with it. I don't just do sauna. I start out by taking enough straight niacin, which is not niacinamide, but niacin. It causes the circulation to come, the blood to come to the surface of your skin. So you get red and tingly and itchy. It's a very strange sensation. And you might think that you were really in trouble if you didn't know that you were doing that on intentionally. And then I stimulate my lymphatic system. You can either do that by jumping on a rebounder. I like to use a power plate. And then I also, because I've been doing enemas for so long, I'll put in a coffee enema and I can hold it pretty well. And then I do some castor oil on my skin and I jump in the sauna. And I'll spend a half an hour in the sauna. And what happens is I sweat like crazy. Some people will find that the toxins from their sweat coming out of their body will be so strong that they can actually discolor their towel. And I suggest to people that they use a towel, and as they sweat, they mop up the perspiration because it's toxic. And one of the benefits of using a sauna like we have is that our head is not inside. And the toxins that are coming out of our body are really nasty. This is used a lot, particularly by German doctors. Dr. Klinghart recommends doing saunas to help get rid of heavy metals and many forms of chemicals out of the body, that the sauna is an excellent way to do that. And so what we're doing is we're pulling those toxins out. We use a towel, and then he recommends using some really simple, like Castile soap, and taking a shower and making sure that you get all the rest of the toxins off the skin. So it's a very powerful therapy that we're doing to help keep our, one of our detox channels, one of our most important detox channels open, our skin, for releasing toxins. And if we don't sweat, that's a sign that we really need some support. And heat is one of the best ways to do that. Now, I think the reason why you're having trouble with the sleep issue is that we're using red light. We're using far infrared light when we're in the sauna. And I don't know, I would imagine that far infrared would, the red light before going to bed would be a beneficial thing because we're trying to stay away from the blue.
It's different. What I was getting at, Meridian, is that the heat and the inflammation doesn't seem to work. Do you understand what I'm saying, Doc?
Yeah, my image that comes up, it comes from studying John Sarno's work.
We like John.
And I know, John's a great guy, and he got all these 96% reversal of sciatica.
You mentioned that before.
Yeah, and he basically just got people to recognize who they wanted to kill and make an agreement that they wouldn't do it. And once the unconscious brain made a commitment to not do it, the sciatica went away. And the mechanism is that the automatic brain cuts down the blood flow to that area by 10 or 15%. And the pain is caused by that cramping and that lack of blood flow in that area. So the reason cold would work better than heat, if I do heat, that's going to open up the blood flow to all these other areas and further rob the one little area of what blood flow it's getting.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that, like, for example, when football players really, you know, hurt themselves and they get inflamed joints and stuff like that, I mean, they pack them in ice and, you know, they do the whole Jack Crusoe. They'll keep them in ice for a long time till they kind of cryogenate them or whatever, you know, and that's how they get the inflammation down. Yeah. Yeah. The saunas are a different thing when you don't have, but we all have a little inflammation, don't we all? A little bit all the time. And that's why I think the saunas, well, like you do Meridian every day and I do them every day. But maybe when you have specific things that need to be anti-inflammatory that require ice, and the sauna is not the best choice, probably. You know.
Yeah, that's where you go
after. Sure does feel good when you're in that warm thing, though, doesn't it? Pooh, man. It's like, whoa, yeah, I think this is kind of fun. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Here's from Sharita. She has an email for us. She says, I went for a massage, and when I laid on my stomach, it was very sore on my lower left side. I wasn't aware what it was. This was before the massage started. Okay. I did go to doctor yesterday, and she wanted me to get a sonogram x-ray, wants me to do a colonoscopy. Since I, 65, never had one, it is very painful and hard to do anything, especially bending over, twisting. Any ideas on what could be causing this? And things to do to relieve the pain. Well, it could be a whole bunch of anything, couldn't it? I mean, who knows?
Yeah. And, yeah. But it's a big hint. You know, one of the first things we ask with pain is, can you do anything to make it better or worse? And if somebody's body movements make a pain better or worse, you know, I would go see a good chiropractor and see if those parts of the body can be put back in place. It's hard for me to believe that something is the colon. You know, if I raise my knee and the pain goes away, I'm thinking that's more structural. You know, colon pain, I would think more in terms of before or after eating certain things.
Yeah, Sharita, what Dr. Massey is getting at, there's a lot of body workers and some body workers and chiropractors that are pretty keen on being able to give you, you know, different things like standing on your toes, you know, or sitting or crossing your legs, and to be able to get a feeling of what's kind of going on. But when things start getting sore in the stomach, Doc, I mean, as I experience, it can affect all different areas. I mean, there's this whole vagus nerve going down there.
Absolutely.
The psoas is all entwined with the stomach. It's crazy. Why did God connect us up like that? I guess it's a God thing.
And so, of course, I don't want to discourage her from doing what her doctor says. I would just like to point out that that's a routine thing that doctors recommend. But if somebody listened to your belly with a stethoscope and pressed on it and did an ultrasound and said, "Whoa, this doesn't look right," well, yeah, you definitely want to investigate that. But if someone just off the cuff says, "Yeah, you need a colonoscopy because you're 65," that has a different feel to me.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
Yeah,
and I want to mention a few things that I got a hit about when you mentioned that, Patrick.
Okay.
I don't know. She didn't really get very clear about the location. She just said lower left.
Lower left,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, if it's the kidney, she could just try drinking more water and seeing if that makes a difference.
No, it was on the front.
It's on the front.
Oh, the front.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
Just let her do what she wants to.
But I was going to say that when I did a lot of body work stuff, one of the really interesting things that we did was we would take a couple of people to help and just move the body around into different positions until we got to a place where we were 100% pain free. And then we would use pillows or whatever it took to prop the body up, to leave it in that position where the person who was receiving the support didn't have to do anything to put their body in that position. In other words, their neck is not tense, their arms are not tensed or anything, and just stay in that position for 60 seconds. And the craziest thing was oftentimes that completely cleared the pain. Just giving a body the opportunity to experience being completely in a state of relaxation where there was no tension in that tissue itself. So if she has a friend or two that could help her out with that, she could try that if it's, you know, if it has to do with the position of her body. Otherwise, look into if there's something going on with the colon. You can always look at, you know, doing a simple colon cleanse with a little bit of clay and psyllium seed husk and making sure you drink lots of water and doing some green drinks, and do that for a few days and see if that might help move things through, and, you know, check out her bowels. Is she having enough bowel movements? There's a lot to look at there if it's if it's the bowel.
Yeah. I had something, I lost it. It just flew away. Oh, there it goes with the egret. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Let's see, we got some more emails here. Sharita. Okay, I need some help here, says Carol. I'm a massage therapist. I did a special unwinding lengthening technique on a patient's right arm. There was no pain. The next evening, he noticed a nerve pinching in his elbow every time he put his arm on a surface. This has never happened with any of the clients I've ever had. He had just gone through several days of turpentine detox. Woo. I suggested he needed some trace minerals as he probably lost a lot of stuff in detox. He has taken liquid trace minerals, but the nerve in his elbow still hurts. Do you guys have any ideas? No.
Yeah, I would use a homeopathic remedy of Hypericum and take it in a 200C dose and try that once or twice a day and see if that helps.
What's the name of it?
Hypericum.
Hypericum.
Hyper.
St. John's Wort.
St. John's, oh, good.
But it's a homeopathic of it, so you won't find it homeopathically under the name of St. John's Wort. It'll only be under Hypericum.
So you know that if you take St. John's Wort in large doses, it produces that kind of tingling.
Oh, it does, huh?
Yes, so that's why the homeopathic is used for those symptoms.
Well, I used a bunch of homeopathic arnicum, all different CCs and different kinds, and I never got anything out of it. I don't know what it was.
It's not CCs, by the way, but that's okay.
Oh, whatever. Whatever that number is. I gotta try this. I try this. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. Okay. So, you know, you could do, what could you do? You could do a castor oil on that puppy, or I don't know what else you could do on a nerve thing like that. Well, we might have some other ideas. In the most recent podcast with Dr. Massey and Meridian, Dr. Massey mentioned he was visiting with a researcher that is using electromagnetic recordings of the stem cells from healthy young people and playing them to the bodies of the elderly to stimulate rejuvenation of their own stem cells and reverse aging. Could Dr. Massey provide some more information on who is doing this and what about their work? Pretty fascinating.
Yeah, this is something that was just passed to me personally during a visit recently. And so I think they want to kind of stay, you know, underneath awareness for another few months. But, you know, when we sat and looked at the cymatics videos together, those are just kind of fun. If you YouTube cymatics and watch these frequencies that are put into a metal plate that has salt on top of it or iron filings or something like that, and watch them go into these sacred geometric patterns. And as soon as the note changes, a new sacred geometric pattern forms.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks like the whole world and everything in it is held together by songs. And so the stem cells will sing a certain song, and that's how they accomplish the sacred geometry of rejuvenation.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we get these young stem cell songs, we can just put them in anyone's body, and you don't need the cell itself. You just need the song.
You know, it's interesting you say that. We interviewed a fellow, and I'll get his name, about 2 months ago, who's at a traditional kind of university, and he was changing different things in the body by simply putting the stem cells from one part an inch away from the stem cells of the part that he wanted to change.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't actually putting them in there. You know, he wasn't, you know, taking a needle and putting it in the stem cell to help the stem cell in the knee or the liver or something like that. He was actually, they were talking to each other, he says. This is what their whole research is about. So maybe that's a little bit what you're talking about. How do you spell that thing to Google? That's pretty fascinating.
Cymatics, it's C-Y.
Yeah.
M-A-T-I-C-S.
Uh-huh.
And so if you just look at cymatics videos, you'll see all kinds of young people with these flat metal plates and hooked up so that they vibrate at different frequencies when they turn a dial on a frequency device. And the patterns are beautiful.
We talked to a lady a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of days ago, who really liked a lot. Her name is Eileen McCusick, and you can check out the audio of Tuesday. Really aware lady, talked to her, and she's been doing work for about, and she's working on a doctoral thesis on it, of a sound, of doing tuning forks, you know, too. And she, her whole contention is these trapped emotions and stuff like that, I like to call them untrapped emotions, are actually just vibrations, you know, and wavelengths and sound. And by using different sounds at a different pitch, and it can break these things up. And she puts tuning forks over people, and pretty interesting work, and really, really fun to talk to her. I think you guys would enjoy. But at some level, I guess it is all sound, huh? And electricity and wavelengths, and everybody's talking to everybody, huh?
Yeah, it looks that way. And I had a session once with a man from France who put tuning forks on different parts of my body. It took about 2 hours, but man, I'm telling you, it was a spiritual experience.
You could feel it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That might have been someone who I actually studied with in California and had him teaching out of my house, named Fabien Memon. And he teaches that work and has for probably 40 years now, working with tuning forks on the acupuncture points.
Huh.
I have a few sets of them. I did the work for a little while. It is definitely very time consuming, but we would use muscle testing and then use the tuning forks. And sometimes you do just the energy of the tuning fork over the tissue and run the meridians. And it was really fascinating stuff.
Yeah, yeah. She was saying stuff that I thought about you, Doc, where she's kind of figured out through many years of doing this that it's certain parts of the energy field, the magnetic field that the body puts out, she can kind of determine of how long ago a particular trauma happened, you know, depending on how far out it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I like
so
that.
So that's kind of fun. I thought about you when she was saying that, where she said if it's like halfway, it'd be like half your age, or she can go back to birth, and she finds a lot of stuff with the birth. But and we talked to some. We talked about some really interesting things about is it absolutely necessary for us souls who have these bodies that we actually see and feel and know what is going on with these energy blocks that we release for them to really get released. And I don't have a definite theory on that. I think it could be, it's both. I've had things release that totally released by simply stretching and yawning, and I didn't know what it was. And then I've had other things where I actually knew, you know, what it was. Some kind of fear or something like that over the years. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just all karmic thing. If we need to learn a lesson, maybe it'll stick around. My working theory is maybe if we need to learn a lesson about forgiveness or something like that, that we have to really see it, perhaps. I don't know. I'm just conjecturing here to be able to say, oh, yeah, okay. That's why I'm doing that. Okay, I can not do that anymore. And then, in other words, until we get to that awareness, maybe it won't leave in some cases, you know. So maybe it's a little bit of either or. It's always a kind of a yes, no, maybe, I think, isn't it? It's never one or the other.
Yeah. I like that. And the big thing for me is whenever I learn something new, there's like this fundamentalist gene that sort of activates.
That's right.
Begin to think that the new thing is the way that everybody has to do it in order to be okay. And so that's one of the big challenges for me, everybody's path is sacred exactly the way it's unfolding, whether I get it or not, you know.
It's really a big deal. And I think it's easy for all of us to could go the other way because, you know, and that's why people write books and they do stuff, right? They have this experience and then they think that, wow, you know, you just do this. I've gone through this so many times in my life where you always feel like you've, wow, this is it. She doesn't, right? You know, I used to say a thing like, you know, just where I found out where I was at, they moved it.
That's a good one.
And it's really true, isn't it? Because it is a moving target and we are soul and it's always now. And so there is no magic bullet, you know, there's just not. And as people, as you all, I know it's got to be a challenge because it's not my business, but when people talk to you about getting well, I think we're all learning that the most important thing is what they want to do and what they're willing to do and where they are and how can I support you in doing what you want to do, you know, rather than what I think you should do, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't know, you know, it's like, oh, man. So I don't know. I don't even know how you do it, you know, to work through that. It's in Doc. I know that you're real good at it too, is trying to figure out what people, where they are and what they need to do their next step. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We try and listen as deeply as we can to what they're telling us. I mean,
but the beauty of it is it's all a conspiracy.
It is. And so it's the Russians.
Yeah. The only people that ever get sent to me are ones that my particular thoughts for the day match what they need to do next, you know?
I like that. Well, that's good. Isn't that the way it's supposed to work?
I think that's the way it's supposed to work, yeah.
And I really felt like that my life was guided as far as what I was going to learn based on the problems that my patients would come to me with, and that would just take me to the next answer.
Sure, sure.
The next piece was...
Well, I got a little recording here of the last time I was with somebody and they actually asked me, you know, what to do, and I was telling them, you know? So
this is it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is it.
That's what I told them. Of course they were worse off when they left, but I don't know, I tried.
Yeah.
And I said, you know,
this is it.
I know.
I'm telling you, this is it.
888-663-6386 email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Ah, God, I tell you what. This is one. You're going to like this one. This was perfect for me this morning. I got these little precious quotes, you know, from my teacher every morning. You flip it over, you know. I'm showing Dr. Massey and Meridian this little thing. This is great. Okay, for today it says, we human beings take ourselves so seriously. We finally see that we are actually pretty ridiculous in some of the things that we do. I like that.
Yes.
Well, it's pretty true, isn't it? Man, I tell you. Have Dr. Massey and Meridian discovered any new ways to use the heart math device or discovered any different ways it can be used along with the recall healing work? Okay, good question.
Yeah. So I got to the honor of giving the Noetic Society inaugural talk.
Really?
A few weeks ago.
What's the Noetic Society?
It'll be out on YouTube probably in the next few weeks. And I spoke a little bit about that particular thing about using the heart monitor. And my new way, what we were just talking about, that fundamentalist thing, you know, I have a different way of talking about that little device now that makes it easier for me and other people to use.
Yeah.
So I used to think that when that thing would turn green, that, you know, that meant that you were on to the topic that you really needed to clear or work on or whatever.
Ready to be God realized in any moment. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But then I'm realizing now, the way I'm seeing it now feels more gracious to me anyway. Oh. Is that the green means that the healing is actually in progress. And just watching it ping green is an affirmation from the unconscious mind and the heart that the healing is actually going on right this
now. Point. Now.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it.
I like that. I like that. So it's not the idea of you're chasing after a green ping.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, right?
Good if it's green and bad if it's red.
Right. It's bad. Well, I want more green. Well, no, it'll cost you more.
I mean, we're pretty grateful. We have green that works, and that's red, technically, you know, the more mental realm. We need it all.
Yeah. But, you know, when people put that on and they watch their blood here on the microscope and they tell their story of how the illness started and all that. And we watch people go in and out of all the different colors.
Sure.
And it means they're healing right here on the spot.
Yeah.
And I like to point that out. So here's another one that'll get you. We were doing the Annie Hopper dynamic neural retraining system, which I think is really good. And one of the videos they linked to on a TED talk was this neuroscientist who explains that there's no such thing as pain nerves in the joints or the muscles, that the way pain happens in our muscles and our joints is a decision made in the homeland security part of the brain when the information comes in from that area. It does not come in as pain. And so when the information comes in, the homeland security section of the brain inspects it and decides whether that information is dangerous or whether it's safe. If it's deciding that it's safe, it just codes it as a sensation. If it decides that it's dangerous, it turns on an experience of pain and suffering. And that was new information to me. I was always taught that there were actual pain receptors and pain nerves in the joints and the muscles themselves. But apparently, that's not the case.
So talk to us like a young child or a golden retriever.
Yes.
That's the way we like to do it. What from, if this fellow's conjecture is right, that you seem to say, well, maybe this guy's onto something, how can we use that in a practical way for, just a pain that we get somewhere? Well, how would we use that, what you're sharing with us here? Because I think this guy could be onto something. Yeah, I like what I'm hearing. Or I'm resonating. I don't know, like is a good. I'm resonating a bit with what I'm hearing, like and dislike. And I'm trying to get over that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm not remembering all the little exercises he had, but he had little exercises that people could do to help their homeland security system kind of relax up a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
And not label so many pieces of information as dangerous, to label more of them as safe. And he was getting incredible results in people with joint pain and muscle pain and neuropathy through these simple little exercises of down-regulating this alarm system of the brain, which is what Annie Hopper's system is about. It's about working with the limbic system part of the brain. I like to call it the homeland security system, but it's just the part that decides whether things are dangerous or safe.
Right, right. Well, from a very simplistic point of view, I've been playing around with, you know, this this kind of hot poker thing I've had in the piriformis, which is now going away, thank God. I've really been playing around with it over the last week, that when I... when you feel this pain, right? And if I don't react to it, and I simply breathe a little bit, I just tell myself or that I'm part of this. This is not separate from me. Whatever, you know, you just feel that it's okay. Kind of like what you're saying. That
yeah.
The pain really lessens in that second, in that moment. It doesn't go away. But it lessens, I think that when we react to pain, like, and we tense up, right, and we pull away from it, I think it makes it worse, which is our natural tendency, right? We, you know, to go like that, or I don't like that, you know, because, you know, my conjecture, my hypothesis is that the body is just a part of the mind that's just a thought form, a very dense part of the mind, but it is just part of the mind. So even if you have a negative thought like, North Korea is going to whatever, you know, nuke us or something like that, and you buy into that and you have, and that's that little dark cloud is out there, the more you give that energy or the more you resist that, let me say resist that and don't want it, then the stronger it gets. We know that, right? And I think pain is just a thought, essentially a thought on some level. And one way you could play with it is to just not go there. In other words, just not give it attention.
Can I think about that, Patrick?
Sure.
I used to sit in meditation for hours every day. Sometimes I would do retreats that would be all day long, where we would sit for 2 hours, get up for 45 minutes walk, and sit for 2 hours. And believe me, everybody ends up with discomfort, typically in the knees and the hips and things like that. And there's a training that is, it's basically a Buddhist training, but it has to do with non-resistance. One of the teachers I've always loved would say resistance is futile from one of the movies that's out there. I think maybe it was Darth Vader who said that or something.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
But the whole idea is that instead of resisting, we invite the pain in for tea. We make friends with it. We explore it. We question it. Typically, we want to pretend like it's not there. And so instead, what we do is we just get really in tune with it. And what that means, like on an actual doing level, is getting in touch with, is the pain sharp? Is it dull? Is it aching? And you just sit and be present with it. You know, some people might say learning to love what is.
Mm-hmm.
But just to bring your awareness and your presence to it. And I was so amazed how many times the aches would just completely disappear.
Yeah.
We were encouraged not to move our position, but to stay in the same position and be present to it. And I found that that worked like magic for aches and pains, to really be present to it instead of to try to get rid of it, to learn what it was there for by just being with it.
Yeah, I like that. No, It makes sense. So how does that tie in? That ties in a bit, Dr. Massey, with the recall healing kind of work, doesn't it? Were you really accepting whatever ancestral kind of karmic things, kind of working it out with them, realizing, you know, put it in your words, am I going somewhere where it's on something?
Yeah, you are. And so I'm getting that for some of us, that's our next realization, is making the connection between something and what happened in our family of origin. Mm-hmm. And for other people, that's not their next step.
Right.
But if it is your next step, I would look at what function this muscle does, what body movement does it do, and how is that the answer for something that happened in one's personal life or in one's family life? So for instance, with the sciatica is about being blocked from someone that I'm attracted to as a partner. Something keeps me from going that direction. That's one of the...
Okay. So that's the Nicole Kidman thing I got going. Yeah, that's a problem.
See, there you go. And so so our bodies talk to us about those things so that we can integrate that and say either I'm grateful that I came from this family with these issues, or I wish I was grateful I came from this family with these issues.
Right.
Either one of those seems to work in a really healing way. So on a muscular note, but I've had this sore on my leg. I think I must have injured it in the cold of the creek or something. I never figured out what it was, if it was a spider bite or some injury, but it's been there for a month and the scab fell off today. So I had this sore on there for a month. Finally, after 29 days, I sat down and looked at the recall healing book, is what that sore is on gallbladder 32.
Huh.
And so I looked up gallbladder 32. And gallbladder 32, the part that pinged on the M wave, and this goes to the last question. If you get Joubert's book on the acupuncture points and the family and personal stories for each acupuncture point, if you have a sore or an injury that doesn't heal and it's on an acupuncture point, put on your M wave, sit down and read the possible stories out of the book. And if one of them starts pinging green, you're starting to heal that. You're in the process of healing it. And the sentence out of all the sentences that came up was about broken engagements.
Huh. Broken engagements.
Yes. So I recently found out, here I was visiting with my family, both sides of my family. My grandmother, as a teenager, was engaged, and the engagement was broken off, I think, by the guy, and she was brokenhearted about it.
Oh.
My grandfather had just had a wife die in childbirth. He was 23 years older than her, and great-grandma hooked them up in an arranged marriage, two wounded people who were not all that happy about starting something new, and but they did. The whole thing was about the pain of the broken engagement. My mother also was engaged to someone when she met my dad, and that engagement broke when they went out on a date. She didn't tell my dad she was engaged, and while they were out on the date, they bumped into the fiance, which turned out to be my dad's chemistry lab partner.
Wow.
And I know, they didn't know they were going out with the same woman. Okay. So my origin story has to do with broken engagements. And I get this sore on my leg at the time when I'm going to go meet with family. It's not healing, and it's on gallbladder 32. So I'm enjoying the healing from, you know, saying I wish I was grateful I came from a family with broken engagements.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
And isn't it, don't you think it's just so beautiful how a fellow like you learns all these different things, and then you find it so relevant in your life that it was like you were guided to learn this stuff for a reason.
Yeah.
Isn't that is that a miracle or what? It's like, it's like, whoa. And and then, like you say, you know, the people that come to you for this work, are they're ready for it at that time, and this is perfect for them. And,
yes.
And, but not for everybody, you know.
It's not for everybody.
Not for everybody. And it's just like every religion, you know, every religion out there, billions of them, right, in spiritual paths, they're all, in my opinion, absolutely perfect, huh? Just where they need to be.
And yes.
They are fulfilling a purpose for souls. And, you know, this whole idea, which goes on in the Middle East, you know, where they kill each other over which Muhammad is the best one and all that, is so counterintuitive to, you know, to the truth. The truth is that it's all good, you know, and I know that's overused saying, but it's, they're all there for a reason. All of these things are there for a reason.
Yes, I know. There's a lot of grace in the universe. And
pretty beautiful, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, and we see exactly a representation of what you were just talking about in the human body itself. I mean, how crazy would the body be if one cell said to another, the way I do this biochemical reaction is the only right way.
You got to do it my way, right? But wait a minute, I saw this on YouTube. You got to do it this way. Wow, yeah, pretty trippy.